Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. Waiting on the rest, waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 16, 2020. Raven98 here, along with.
All right. Good morning, TNT.
It is Monday morning. I don't know about y'all, but I surely didn't want to be here. But here we are. So, Ray, did you send out any weekly updates and weekend updates?
No weekend updates went out. Everything was quiet.
Did you send one out today? Because I already got a phone call.
No.
Yeah, you had some today. Super fantastic news or something in your tweet.
Oh, really?
I said, I don't know why he said that. Okay.
You just said, let's get it started. It's the new week. Let's get it started.
All right, guys. No super fantastic news. Here is the deal. Iraq voted on their borrowing law, and it passed. It did not go in the Gazette Saturday, as it was supposed to become law. Why it didn't go in the Gazette Saturday, I have no idea. It didn't. That's what they said they were going to do, and they were going to pay people on Sunday. Well, articles come out this morning saying they started paying people yesterday, that the money went to the banks. The banks said they'll pay it based on their grade or their position, because they're all government employees. Well, my guy over there said this morning nobody got paid. They didn't do the law. They said they had the money on Sunday. Now that the law had passed, but nobody got paid. So they have not gotten paid yet. What do you think? So on this side, the banks were there. They were there at 5 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They were told to have all their people there. They were told to have them all in their positions. They fed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Didn't let them leave the building. And told them Friday was the day, Saturday was the day, Sunday. They had calls every morning telling them today is the day. So be ready. And yet, here we are. Oh, except for one person. Now, all the banks were told that. But when I called our D.C. contacts, they simply said nothing's going to happen over the weekend. Nothing's going to happen over the weekend. And I'm thinking, okay, nothing's going to happen over the weekend. Why do you have all these bank people sitting here on pins and needles? Because that's what happened. But he was right. He said there's nothing going to happen. And nothing happened. So here we sit. So we're waiting to see what happens. I got calls in this morning, and actually they did a conference call again this morning for an update, but we're waiting to find out what that was, what information they put up. But nobody's been paid, which, I mean, we could say is a good thing, because it means, you know, they're not paying at the old rate, and they're still waiting. First chance that it has to become law now, though, would be Wednesday to go into the Gazette. And they would then get paid on Thursday. So let's hope that's what we hear. But again, we're still waiting for that information at this point. So I think I told you guys last week what I do. I tell you the good, bad, and the ugly. We just try to sort it out. We know we're still moving forward. They're still dragging the bank people in there for a reason. They're still telling them it's going. Iraq is still waiting to get paid at the new rate. The loan amount was done for $15 trillion, I think it was, in dinar. So we're still on the positive road. They're just moving slow, very, very slow. That's the part we have to figure out. So, did I forget anything, Ray?
Think not.
Okay, let's get this party started here.
right? LKRKL says, what is the current next window?
We don't know until we talk to them, but I don't see anything until Thursday. I mean, if it actually has to go in the Gazette, I don't know why. The borrowing law was voted, approved. I don't know why it has to be law. It doesn't matter, and the rate's going to change anyway. So it just had to be approved. So I can tell you, well, we'll tell you this afternoon. As I talk to the banks, I will tweet out a window for you guys. How's that? All right, what's next?
Right, Jim and KC wants to know, what is Washington telling you that has to happen before the RV can happen?
Well, Jim and KC be having a lot of questions, don't you? You be texting out information too, huh? Washington is not saying anything has to happen, guys. They're saying it is happening. They're giving us time frames. All last week, they were saying it was going to go by Friday. Friday came and it didn't go. They said it's definitely not going over the weekend, and they were right. It definitely did not go over the weekend. So I haven't talked to them yet today. Tried to, just haven't talked to them yet. But they aren't saying anything needs to be done. They're saying what they've been saying for the last 30 days. It is done. We're just waiting for a go. And that is from the White House, the Treasury, whatever. They're saying we're done. Everything is done. We're just waiting for a go. That's what we've been told the whole time. Okay.
All right. Blue Angeles says, if the RV doesn't happen before January 20, will the next administration be required to rewrite all agreements for it to happen?
No, they won't be required to. I mean, guys, I don't even really want to go there to you, too, okay? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Iraq can sustain that. Like I said, the people of Iraq, even though they've been pretty calm lately and they're going about it because they're being told certain things, they're seeing it, and that it is in motion, they couldn't drag it out that long because there's no reason. Now, what they did say, so we'll know too, is that the 2021 budget will be completed this month. Now, that's what they said. But we know they say a whole lot of shit. But we'll see what they do. But they said it would be completed this month. Now, the rate was in, it's in the 2021 budget. It's in the 2020 budget. And they didn't bring that out. And now they're saying they're operating in the 2019 budget. So we'll see where that change comes in there. All right.
All right. Red says, has the Last Chance Gang gone home, or are they still threatening to bump heads?
Who's the Last Chance Gang? Who is that?
Isn't that that faction over in Iraq that was going to start up the protests? The Last Chance group?
Oh. Okay. I didn't know where they were. I don't know where they are. Okay. I mean, they're not saying anything. We're not hearing anything about them. Like I said, everybody's pretty calm because they're being told everything's in motion and it's happening. So, and there's nothing else in the news about them at all. All right, what's next?
All right, last report, two rioters had been killed in Iraq. Has that number changed? To your knowledge,
has not changed. We heard nothing about riots this morning or over the weekend. Nothing on TV, no articles. So I'm not saying there's, well, it was not. If it was, it was widespread, we'd hear. But they're trying to say everything is calm over there and people are coming. They're supposedly this week getting ready to start investing in Iraq. But we'll see what happens.
Right. G Tavern says, how much that is going on in Washington has to do with the RV. In parentheses, election results. I guess he's referencing the whole challenge of who won and who's not conceding, and how much is that having to do with the RV?
As much as I want to say absolutely nothing, because that's what I want it to be, absolutely nothing. I'm hearing nothing like it. Everything's ready to go, but I don't know why they're not giving the go, because that part I'm not privy to. I'm just saying nobody is telling us it's not going to go until this is final, that's final. I'll tell you what we're being told, so we know, and I think I already tell you guys. They're saying this thing was, now this was last week, that we would all be in the bank and completed by Thanksgiving. Now that we have been told, that they have been told. But now we're 4 or 5 days away from that, a week away from that. So I don't know how they can keep doing that and say we're still going to be done by Thanksgiving. What's today? Let's see.
Today is the 16th, Monday.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's on the 26th, right? I don't know what day it's on this year. But supposedly that was the target. That's what everybody was going with. We would be done by Thanksgiving so that all the bank people could all spend Thanksgiving at home, take a little break, and do that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. We really expected it to happen. What does the vote have to do with it? Guys, I can't tell you because it doesn't make any sense. There are some things going on that you guys can see because I know you watch the news just like I do. There are being some decisions made that's not going to fare well for us as a country or democracy next year. That's going to make things a whole lot harder than it needed to be. Is this one of them? I don't know. Why wouldn't you take this final chance to say I at least got this accomplished, which I still think will. So I don't see what the election has to do with it. It just doesn't make sense. Now, a lot of stuff don't make sense to us. People do, but that part doesn't. All right, go ahead, what's next?
Angels, WME, says, you hear about the protesters, it kind of sounds like the RV could go without the U.S. Treasury. Please comment.
RV cannot go without the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. Treasury has veto power. That explains. The U.S. Treasury has control of the server in Houston. People who put it together live in Houston. It's not going to go without the U.S. But not without the U.S. Treasury. That's not going to happen, though. It can't happen. All right?
Ant Eater 2 says, you've talked about piggybacking appointments with someone close to you if they have a lesser amount of currency than you do in order for them to get a higher rate. What if your exchange district is different than theirs? Can they come to yours or can you go to theirs, vice versa?
I don't know. So those are phone calls you're going to have to make. I don't know if your exchange different. I mean, zone is two states over, one state over, or East Coast, West Coast, and you're trying to combine it. That's something you're going to have to work out with them in order to do that. I personally wouldn't be trying to do it with somebody who lives all over on the West Coast. Now, just think about it. Think about it yourself. I'm a banker. I'm fixing to do your exchange, and I'm thinking my bank, my branch, or the wealth manager working, but he's going to control these accounts. Well, I'm not going to control somebody's account that lives three states over, that lives 5-6 hours away, because you want to get more money. I know, because common sense tells me, they're going to move their business closer to their house. So how does that benefit me? let's be smart and see what really works, guys, and think about it. All right, what's next?
Net Global says, just for clarification, what does the Iraqi government paying their employees have to do with the RV?
Well, they had to have money to pay them. They have to justify it. And the fact that they've already told them over there that they intend on paying them at the new rate. They couldn't do that until they could borrow the money to pay them with to start with. The reform paper, it says what they're going to be doing in the future and paying their salaries is all based on the new rate. So none of that's going to happen until there's a new rate. Shouldn't happen. That's what they're telling them. That's what they're expecting. So in order for any of that to happen, they have to revalue their currency. Okay?
All right. That takes us to live callers. First one is 209.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Is the shutdown going to affect the RV? Is that what you're asking?
No. No. Is it going to affect us being able to go in and transfer a transaction because we're in shutdown?
Okay. So mute her. Right, that's too much noise.
Say what?
I told him to mute your phone because that's too much noise. I can barely hear you, and nobody's going to be able to hear us or what I'm saying.
Mute it.
Okay. All right. So what you're asking is because things are being shut down, will that prevent us from going to our appointments or going to do our exchanges? And I'm sure, without a doubt, since we're not going to a full lockdown, Trump has already said there'll be no lockdown during his administration. So that's from now to January the 20th. There'll be no national lockdown. Even local lockdowns, banks will still be open. Appointments will still be made on a case-by-case basis, which is what we're looking for. So it shouldn't affect us going in. It might slow down some of the appointments, depending on where you live and what kind of lockdown it is. Just to say you have a bank appointment, but it's not going to prevent anything. So, yes, that you will be able to go to your exchange. Okay, what's next?
All right. Take us to 754, Erica, you all.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call from sunny South
Florida. All right, good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. I read that even though Parliament passed the borrowing law, the president of Iraq has not signed off on it. Could that be the reason why it never made the Gazette? Because the president didn't sign the borrowing law yet?
He does have to sign it for it to make the Gazette. Yep. He has not signed it, even though he's publicly agreed with it and said he would approve it. So we don't know why it didn't take place on Saturday.
Obviously, because he didn't sign off, even though he may agree, that would be one reason. The other thing I wanted to ask was, when you tell us the banks are all in place, the employees are all there, we haven't heard anything from Texas at all. They only need a half hour notice. If their people are not on high alert, if their employees are on vacation, or they live far away, how can they only need a half hour to get into place? Shouldn't they have to be on high alert at the same time the other banks have their employees in place? I mean, how can their employees be an hour or two away from a location and they could go at any time?
Well, I don't know what location the employees are or what restrictions they have on them. Just when I tell you they're not there, they're at the bank. Now, they may have, you know, not let everybody have vacation at this time. I don't know. But I'm sure they have it worked out. I'm just telling you they could be within 2 hours and start with whoever they have and then go from there. I mean, New Jersey and New York weren't fully manned either when they were supposed to go because they couldn't get hold of over half of their people, wouldn't answer the phones. But they were supposed to be going, and that didn't stop them from supposed to be going. They just didn't go. So
yeah,
I'm sure they will work
hear,
it out.
But if we never hear anything coming out of Texas, if they are not communicating that, any information other than we're not there, aren't we just anticipating something that we may not be seeing that particular week or that particular weekend? Wouldn't they? Because I remember once before, a few months ago, when you told us Texas was manned and it was supposed to happen that week, and it didn't, but at least they were communicating. If they're not communicating anything, isn't the indication that they're not ready yet for this to go and that we're all just anticipating something that really isn't about to happen in the next 48 hours?
Okay. So if I'm talking to you right now and I tell you the banks are on alert, they're there, they were told to come in at 5, 6 o'clock, everybody except for Texas. Okay. Then that's the information right now at this moment. Texas not in. Doesn't mean Texas doesn't go in at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock or like before 5 o'clock they get ready to get off work and they say, no, you're not. You got to go over here. And they tell them that 10, 15 minutes before they get off work. That could happen at any time. We don't know that. We're not going to know it 12 hours in advance if they're only told 15 minutes before they get ready to get off that they're going over to the other location. Now, we don't have that. They haven't given it to us. I haven't sent that out to you because I haven't gotten it because they haven't done it. But until then, all we can go with is the 95% information that we are getting or the banks that are reporting to us. We're going in. We're getting ready. Texas is the only state that is not saying we're going in or getting ready. And maybe they do have more information, but if we wait for Texas to join everybody else, I mean, I could listen to everybody else and say, hey, I'm not going to tell you guys because Texas didn't say it, so it doesn't matter. So we're never ready. We're never getting ready to go. We don't even know what the banks are doing because now we're just waiting on Texas. Well, they listen to these calls. They know we're waiting on Texas. They know everybody's going to be anticipating when they go. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know for a fact what the plan is because they're not telling me, except Texas is saying it's not happening because we're not going. But they don't know because, again, they got told 15 minutes before they were getting off. They weren't getting off that time because, again, they know we're listening. So I can't base, you know, the next 48 hours, 72 hours when the banks are being told or our Treasury people are saying, or D.C. is saying, okay, it's going this time. I'm not going to come in and say, hey, it's not going because Texas didn't say it.
All right. My final question is concerning Iraq. It was written that if at the rate that country is going now, they're about 14% of their population will be below poverty level in the very near future. How much longer can Iraq go on like this, putting such a large quantity of people below, not at, but below poverty level where they'll be starving? Doesn't the Treasury have to let this go? Doesn't everything have to be in place to save the people of Iraq?
You said 14%. They haven't gotten 14% yet. Well, they are at 14%.
They will.
You're saying
be
they're at 14.
At 14%.
Oh, will be.
They will be if they continue along this path, not at poverty level, but below poverty level.
Okay.
Which means no food.
Do
you
know
people...
right now, Mexico is 50% below poverty level. You know, Zimbabwe is 60-70% below poverty level. There are countries all around the world that are more than 14% below poverty level that are absolutely surviving. And I'm saying the country's surviving because, yeah, the people are hungry. People are living in the streets, everything else. And if it came down to it, that's exactly what we are trying to do to Iran right now. Starve their country out. It's our intention. That's what we want, to go in there and take it over. That's what's going on. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Read the book. That's how you take control of countries. Is our government concerned that they're at 14% or about to be at 14%? Absolutely not. Because it's not half as bad or a third as bad as other countries around the world, and they'll still be surviving, and we're still going to do this sooner or later, either way you look at it. So, believe me, that is not high on the priority list at all. And don't think it's something unusual. We have starved people out right in this country who we don't care about. So over there, we definitely don't care about. If you guys look on the news today, if you didn't see it yesterday, there's a long line in Illinois. Lines and lines of cars all lined up in Illinois. People trying to see if they have coronavirus. Long lines of people, because that's how the testing is. But today they're announcing all these people are dying, and there's a bunch of them in Midwestern states that are saying, I can't be dying because corona's not real. That can't be what's wrong with me. It's not real. And these nurses are coming on TV and saying they don't know how to explain to these people that. But we don't care. If you look in Texas, I'm just telling you where they don't care. Yesterday, there was lines and lines of cars, hundreds of cars, all driving through a parking lot in Texas just to get a bag of food because they're all hungry because what's going on in our economy today? They're hungry. They got no jobs, no money, nothing, and they still voted Republican. Anyway, I just threw that part in there. So y'all can laugh at it or not. But the fact of the matter is they're hungry. And our government's not doing one thing about it. So do you think they care about Iraq people being hungry? No, they don't. All right, what's next?
That's it. That's my questions for today. Thank
okay,
you both
thank
for
you.
Taking
right,
them
thank
and
you.
Answering them. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
270 area code, you are on.
Hey, Tony, Ray, how's it going, buddy?
Greetings. All right. And Tabby Lesser, to the nth degree. How about yourself?
How you doing,
wait,
Tony?
I got to check my text. I got to see how many Republicans cussing at me. Okay. I'm all right. How you doing?
No, you didn't.
No.
Well,
yeah,
I'm a Democrat myself, but I even thought that was funny.
Yeah, I said it's just a joke. Calm down. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Tony got a joke this morning. That's a good thing. He's still in good spirits. My question was, is it the only thing that's holding it up is for them to pass that law in Iraq, or are they going to come up with something else?
That shouldn't even be holding it up. I mean, that shouldn't even be holding it up right now. That's all. That's
I agree with
sense.
You.
They could change the rate. And remember, CBI is autonomous. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. But they're saying
yeah.
they're going to do it at the right time. So we already
right.
know, and they've already told us, that the rate is in the reform papers because they can't do all of what they want to do without having a new rate. Even
right.
though the majority of the reforms take place on the 1st of January, we surely expect the rate before then. So right. They didn't need the borrowing law to do the rate unless they wanted the payment at the new rate and they were just waiting for it. And they wanted to make sure the borrowing law was approved first, but it wasn't a requirement.
Yeah. Is there a site where we go, you know, where I know the banks see certain screens on the rates. Is there a certain site besides Forex and them where we can see the rates, or is there a site for us to even see?
Yeah, I don't know if Ray won't give it to you, but Ray got it, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Ray probably ain't going to give it up.
Yeah, there's several sites you can go to. Currency converter sites. Coinmeal.com is a popular one. CoinMill.com. Coinmeal. Some banks use that one, so I like to use that one. And it will let you know the current rate for any currency.
Yeah. All right, well, fellas, I guess that's all
listen,
I got. I mean,
listen to what he said, though. Coinmeal is the one the banks use to set their rates every morning. Okay.
Yeah, I heard him on that one. Trust me.
Okay.
Well, I know y'all got a tough job, but I appreciate it, and hopefully everybody's blessing will be coming for long. All we can do is wait and pray.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Well, y'all have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
All right. You too.
404 area code.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your tenacity here, keeping us informed here. Trying to connect the dots. I've been having phone trouble, so I'm hoping you can understand or hear me all right. All right?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. I'll try to be as clear in my speaking here. I was curious to know, there was something that popped up on the Prime Minister's site talking about that there's appears to be a new entity that they've created, a Council of Authorities. Not associated with a ministry or independent bodies. And it's carrying a dateline from today saying that he was, another phone's going off here, trying to get it shut off, saying that at the beginning of the session, he talked about the importance of this new group. It seems to be a new entity that's out there, and that they just kind of scan through the stuff that's on the here, saying that they talked about issues dealing with the central bank. And I was wondering if you had heard anything, any further feedback. That was the only reference that was in there. And then there was a reference further on where they were talking about the various borders dealing with the Republic of Iraq and the fact that they are talking about what they can do for closing down the unofficial crossings and openings and that sort of thing. And I was wondering if somehow this is a new committee or authority or something that seems to have been formed. And I'm trying to connect the dots to see if this has any relevance, if they are now looking at needing to close the borders as much because they're right on the cusp of making a change in their currency. Do I have my rose-colored glasses on too much on this and they're too thick, or what have you heard on that?
Okay, I haven't heard anything about a new committee at all. Now, what I will tell you they did do is they did announce that they closed all but the official borders to stop the smuggling completely, because they have agreed. Kurdistan and Iraq are saying this morning they just need to have an agreement so the country can go forward. Kurdistan is saying, we're going to give you the oil that we said we were going to, because Iraq is going to give them the money they said they were going to give them. Now, they're saying to do that today, Iraq close down all the unofficial border crossings to stop the smuggling so the money would be going where it's supposed to be going. Now, that is what they were doing anyway, trying to do away with the corruption and make sure the money is going back to the country. I haven't seen anything about a new committee being formed or making any decisions at all. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, this was an article that was posted. Of course, it's not directly in English. You've got to go through all the rigmarole of getting it translated, but it does carry a dateline from today. And I was intrigued by the fact that it seemed to be a new kind of committee or authority of some sort, and that there at least was a reference that among the topics on the agenda had been things dealing with the central bank, and that, you know, and then you talk about the closings and that sort of thing. I'm thinking, could the dots, you know, I realize I've got my rose-colored Dinar glasses on, but I was hoping that if this is a new entity that's been convened, that there may be, you know, something on the horizon that, who knows, it might be in the Gazette come this coming Wednesday or something, and that, you know, we will have what we're looking for by the end of this month, which would sure be nice on this, our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. And really,
well,
at this point...
You're right. I'm going to cut you off a minute so I can answer. Things could happen by Wednesday. We don't know why it didn't happen Saturday, but the vote got approved, so they could sign it off and that. I doubt they're going to form a new committee and tell them they now make decisions for the CBI, because the government doesn't even do that now, Tommy. So why would they put four or five people over there and let them make decisions for the CBI? I think the CBI is always, like it is in every other country, going to make its own decisions at the right time. So I can't see that purpose. Maybe something else. But I'll have to read the article to see it. Okay?
Okay. Good enough. Well, again, 10 days from whenever this comes to an end, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And again, appreciate your guys, your tenacity in helping us connect the dots. Have yourself a great Money Coming to Us Monday.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
281 area code.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hi there.
How you guys doing today?
And fabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Good. Mr. Tony, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm not doing good today. So, let me tell you. I don't feel good. My head hurt. I slept in late. I probably got 10 calls this morning. Everybody complained to me about how come this ain't happened yet. How come it didn't happen over the weekend? People sending me emails and texts telling me, I don't know how you do this. I don't know how Ray does this. All this up and down. And they say this one day, and they say this another day. And yet you still get on the phone smiling and laughing. And so, oh, no, I got a headache. What about you?
Well, dang, I don't even
want to
ask my question.
Okay,
then. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And what did you tell him? Did you say anything to him? You just thought he was telling you those texts. That's what you told him. I know that's right. Well,
I tell them what I tell all of y'all. The good thing is we know it's still going.
Yeah.
It's still here. It's not shut down. The rates are there. People are still going to the bank. We know it's going to happen. We just don't know when. So let's be positive. All
right? Right. Well, I'm just wondering if this is – well, first of all, is anyone still being exchanged even like now over here in the U.S.? None. Because
nope.
I was going to say, is this like a slow rollout that could possibly be happening, you know? But
we got the slow rollout. I gave that to you 2 months ago, and that was direct from the Treasury. So the slow rollout became a crawl, became a whimper, became I don't know what.
Well, it just stopped. That's what it did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Stopped.
But, and that's weird for them to have, well, whoever the banks are getting their information from to come in and be there, and then opposite of that, the U.S. Treasury says nothing is going to happen. That's a little puzzling right there. Now, I mean,
okay,
here,
let me add more to the puzzle. Okay, the banks get their information from the Treasury.
Right. That's even more.
Okay. Puzzling. That's right, because downstairs said, "Hey, you guys get ready." Blah blah blah. Upstairs said, "Don't worry about it. Ain't nothing happening this weekend." And I'm sitting here like, what the hell? I mean, you know.
Okay.
That's right. You're sitting in the same building, and you're telling them get ready to go, and you're saying, don't worry about it. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Wow.
So now y'all understand where he goes to. Well, anyway.
Well,
what's
going on? I don't even know how to feel anymore. I used to get excited when you guys tell us something that the banks were telling you guys, you know, because you would think that the information coming from the Treasury to them would be pretty much truthful, but it doesn't look like they're, you know, doing what they're telling them that they're going to do. So after a while, you just kind of like wonder, like, what in the world? Why do they keep telling them this stuff and it doesn't happen? So all we can do is wait.
Well, let me ask you a question. So this will make some sense to it. Have you ever, ever called a government office? Nope. Okay.
Try not to mess with them. I don't think I've called for some other people, not necessarily for myself. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not any of you call, you talk to somebody, and they say, this is what I need you to do.
Right.
You say, okay, I'm on it. And then you call back, and you just go say, hey, I just talked to Joe. He said, this is what I need to do, and then call you guys back. And they tell you, I don't know why he told you that, because that's not
right.
Right. And you be like, what the hell? Don't y'all work together? Yeah, but he works over there, and I work over here. And he gave you the wrong information. You need to do this. And then you'll call back somewhere else. Yeah, but she didn't tell you everything, so you need to do this. Well, it's still a government office. It's still a government operation. It still works the same way. And I tell you, I like the military all the time. I spent years of doing it. Maybe that's why I can hurry up and wait. Hurry up. Go. Now wait.
I know.
I'm going to go. We're going to go in 2 hours, and 2 hours turning out to be 10 days.
Mm-hmm,
it happens
mm-hmm.
all the time. That's how it works.
I know you guys are frustrated. I know you got to be frustrated. Man, that's crazy. But, I mean, we can't get upset about it. We just have, you know, we have the currency. All we can do is wait. What else can you do? You don't have a choice, you know. We just have to wait.
You know what? I was telling somebody this morning, the same thing. That if it wasn't going to happen, why would they stop selling the currency? Why did they cut off the dinar at the banks? Why did they cut off the dong at the banks? Why are they making it so hard for you to get it if it's not going to happen? Because those countries, believe it or not, are losing money while we're not buying their currency. It's slowing down their economies while we're not buying their currency. There's a purpose for that. And the purpose is it's going to happen sooner rather than later. That's all.
Well, I mean, I look at it like this. I mean, we know Iraq is going to be a country that's going to be or already is their own right now. Their currency has to come back. So we know at some point that currency has to be international. But there's no way that it can be international. What I mean by that is it public. The rate is shown. And we not be able to exchange our currency. That's not possible, correct? So they got to be at some point, they got to come back with that currency on the market, like a Kuwait or, you know. I mean,
When I say Iraq stop a year, you can still go to Citibank and give them all. Just, you know, like Ray said, there's a list of over 70 banks you can still buy. But recently what they've done in stopping it, and recently all the banks that have stopped selling the VND, for what reason? When it was selling like hotcakes and everybody's buying it, because it's about to change the rate. That's all.
Right. Right.
And yeah, it's
going
to come back.
I mean.
After. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, we know we can get it, but I'm saying they can't just keep holding the rate at a program rate forever. At some point, they're going to have to make it public. That's my point. So when they're going to do that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they can keep surviving like this. But and at this point now, I don't really even worry about what's going on in Iraq because we know, I feel, everything is done. To me right now, it's the U.S. And why they're not releasing it right now, I'm not sure. But that's where I feel like.
Well, because that's what it is. And that's everybody. Everything else is just for show. It's just a show. It has been done. Mm-hmm. I mean, our own sources in Washington have told us it's done and over. We got everything done now. Money's printed. Money's moved around the country. All that is done. We're just waiting for a go, and they're not getting the go. Iraq is just stalling, bringing up different situations. I told you guys before to stall to make it look as like they're trying to do something. Because they're waiting for the go.
Yeah. Maybe
that's all
once
we can do.
To me, maybe once the president-elect, whoever that may be, once all this is over, is officially announced, once they do the official, you know, I guess, thing, then maybe we'll see it. And I think that's in December, I believe. So... And then all of this other stuff will be over, you know, with the lawsuits and all this stuff going on in regards to the election thing. So maybe we won't, you know, because right now maybe they're just busy trying to get out there so overtaken with all what's going on. Maybe they just, you know, people could be working on other stuff. Right.
They just can't form their list to say, yes, let's go. With all the other stuff.
They can, but I don't think they're focused on that right now. That's just my opinion. Don't go on what I'm saying. I'm just going on what I feel. So maybe once all this is over and it's official one way or the other, then we may see it, but we'll see. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate all your information. We can. All we have to do is hang in there. We'll see it one day.
Yep.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks.
All
right.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. 610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NBA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And this is the long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTSuper. And when you're typing in $TNTSuper, please remember to capitalize the whole thing, $TNTSuper, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony.
I'm sure. You guys better pay attention to him. All right. Go
ahead. 360. Walt.
Walt.
Yo.
Walt working today?
I'm here. I'm here. The question is, am I all here? And I'm hoping I am. Yeah. Well, good morning, Tony. Good morning, Ray. Or good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings, sir.
Gosh, I've been sitting here thinking about this stuff, and I often wondered. I think my hypnosis wore off finally because I started looking up articles yesterday about Iraq, which I've only done on very rare occasions. But I happened to run into one from the Minister of Finance, the Parliamentary Finance Committee is actually who it was. Tony, I don't know if you saw it, but they were talking about the problem that they're having with Iran and the Iranian militias that remain in Iraq relative to hindering the people that are coming, the investors from outside. It dominantly focused on Riyadh. So those are the people that are, you know, we're supposed to be in line to be giving the aid to Iraq without strings attached. And, of course, they're the arch enemies of Iran. So I guess the first question that pops in my head is this illusion that they are now governing and controlling their own country, that, just that, an illusion or not? Because it seems to me if those militias are still affecting them relative to the security and being able to have investors come and not have jeeps blow up or whatever's been going on, are they as secure as they want us to believe or not? What's your opinion?
Okay. My opinion is no, they're not as secure as they want us to believe. Now, you guys got to remember, Iran has told everybody to stand down leading up to the election because they didn't want to give the U.S. any reason to have to take action that would make Trump look good before the election. They said that. We don't want to do anything that's going to help him get reelected. And by causing any kind of action, of course, American people are going to get behind the president in our country if they did something. So they intentionally did not do anything. And they told people not to. It was only one little incident prior to the election. So they're still there. They're just being quiet until they think it's time to rise back up. Now, Iraq knows they're there, and everybody else is. They're doing the same thing, using this lull in the time to try and attract some attention. Well, it's not going. But they haven't gone anywhere. They're still embedded. So, you know, I've always said, man, I was going to say China and Japan, but I really love Japan more than China. I love The Art of War. If you guys haven't read that book, it's a great book. Because they decided, what they do is, they don't want to fight you so much. Like Japan, of course, we had the war. Of course, they lost. Like China said, well, if we go to war with the U.S., we got to reach all the way over there, all the way back. So what else can we do? So we're still going to take over America because they believe they will one day. But they're doing it by what? Buying America, right? This is all going to come back to Iraq in a minute. I'm just trying to do so you guys understand. They're buying America.
I'm with you.
Okay? And taking it over quietly where nobody is noticing it. They're buying neighborhoods. They're going to major cities, buying all downtown. They're buying all the businesses that matter. They're buying our monuments, everything, that they can slowly but surely one day say, shut yours down, shut yours down. We're going to shut down the economy. We supposedly got a plan. But if they own them all, they're controlling them all, and they're putting more banks over here, and we can't even have banks in their country, and they're doing all that, they're working smarter, not harder. Well, Iran is doing the same thing. Well, we want to blow y'all up. We want to do this. But we'll just keep working through the government, putting our people in position like we had last 10 years. They started in the regions, in the neighborhoods, and then start going through parliament until they got all the way up to Maliki and Abadi and Sadar. And now they're saying we're ingrained. And now you look, they're holding another election on June the 6th. Who's running for election? Maliki's running. Abadi's running. Sadar is running. Same three Iranian puppets are running for election on June the 6th. So none of that part has changed. So I think they're being smarter about it so they don't want to get into a physical confrontation, something that they know they're going to lose. They're trying to do everything mentally and position themselves. So every now and then we're going to see the flare-ups in the neighborhood, the little militias and all them, just to keep the people under control, because they're going to control the government unless we actually go in and move them all out. Now, how are we going to do that? I know you guys are on the call, but while you're on the call, well, it started Friday when they started asking, because Trump said he's going to move all the troops out of Afghanistan before Christmas, then out of Iraq. And then they are interviewing the military leaders, and they're saying it's not possible and it doesn't make sense to do that. Now, today, while we're sitting here, they're announcing on the news right now, he's going to draw down all the troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq before Christmas. He said he's going to do it anyway. They told him that doesn't make sense. It's impossible. He's going to do it anyway. Well, that's exactly what they want. That's what ISIS wants in Afghanistan. That's what Iran and the militia want in Iraq. So, I mean, does it play into the RV? I would hope not. And that's what I didn't want to say earlier. I would hope he's not doing this for that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what's being announced.
That would be a way, though, for the people that have not wanted us to have this, that you've kind of acknowledged over the years that there is a group that still does not want the toothless crackheads to have any cash, and that's how they look at it, that would be one way for them to pull that off.
It'd be a way for them if it just didn't happen, but guys, I always think about us. I mean, I do. But this is about so much more than us all the time. These moves would affect us if we get our money, but what about the 340 million people who are not getting money in our economy, in our country? It's going to affect them too. Trust me. It will eventually affect everybody as this goes down. So it's not just about us. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm in a spot where I'm just kind of thinking that there doesn't appear to be anybody who is in the inner circle, if you will, of the decision process who's giving consistent information that is reliable. Because, you know, how many times do you hear no before you finally figure, well, okay, then we'll go, or you hear yes, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So, I mean, I think that there's obviously something else that we're not thinking about, and that's how that is. So anyway,
I don't know that it's not that we're not thinking about it, because, you know, we got our pieces of the puzzle, but, you know, like we said for years, I mean, we'd be lucky if we know 50% of what's going on right now today. I mean, what's really going on. But even the people who are supposed to be handing down the information to us or to the banks are being left out of the loop. Is that
right.
The truth?
Yeah.
Because trust me, I talk to them. They are just
right.
as frustrated as we are. They're just as tired of saying the same thing over and over again and listening to, you know. And like I said, the Treasury is doing conference calls almost every day now. Almost every day, and some 2-3 times a day, and it's still not happening. So those people are feeling just like me and you are feeling. What's up? You guys aren't getting it 2-3 times a day. But believe me, I get a call after every call. You see?
Sure.
And still I have to end up at the end of the day saying, what the hell is going on?
Anyway. Yeah, the Gold Vince Lombardi. What the hell's going on? No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, thank you, Tony.
Yes,
thank you. And hang in there, you guys, because we're going through it to get to it. And by the time we get there, it'll be worth it, I guarantee it. So,
okay.
And you know what the guarantees are worth. But anyway, all the best. And we'll look forward to maybe some good news on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking forward to it. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Good. Take care.
And now, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, sir.
904, area code.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ren. How are you today?
Hi. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Excellent.
I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
Huh? I'm doing great, thanks. A little down, but other than that, just waiting like everyone else. My question is, what are your thoughts on these 15 countries signing a treaty, including Indonesia and Vietnam, leaving the U.S. out? Will this have any effect on anything?
Anything being the RV, you mean?
Correct.
Oh. No, I don't think it will. That agreement is done. You know, what it does have effect on as more and more countries are doing it, and unfortunately, it is devaluing the dollar. Yeah, you can devalue the dollar because, you know, we don't need it anymore. We made an agreement amongst ourselves. This is how we're going to trade, and everybody around the world does that. It takes us away from being the global currency, which also takes away some of our power, authority, and decision making. So all these things, guys, as you see them and you hear them happening, are a erosion of power and authority of the U.S. around the world. And I don't know how anybody could think that's a good thing.
No, that's my concern. It just seems to get worse and worse.
Well, that's what happens when you start down that road. It gets worse and worse until it gets better. And right now, I don't know. You guys watch the news and see what's happening, read the newspapers, and you can see things right now are just getting worse. I mean, every day, from the coronavirus to what other countries are saying to what's happening, you know, and decision-making, but we'll see. We'll make it through. Could the RV change all of that? It could for us. But what about the rest of the people who live in the United States? And I'm really not a politician. I'm just telling you, as we get this money and this opportunity, we can and should help shape the future.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel for us to ever get it to even help shape the future.
Okay, let me tell you this then, so everybody knows. Worst case scenario, I think, is all the reforms are going into effect on January the 1st. So worst case, it should be done by the 1st. And they're telling everybody all the reforms and that are in the white paper are going into effect January the 1st. That's with the 2021 budget, which as of this morning, they're saying will be completed by the end of this month, regardless. So if we don't see it next week, we got that we see it sometime in December because it's going into effect January the 1st. Every January 1st, they have tried it. Didn't go after the 4th. They had scheduled it for January the 15th. I don't think they're going to cut it that close this year. In Iraq, I don't know if the citizens are going to stand for it another month and a half when they know everything's been done and approved. So we're within that window of this happening anyway. We just keep being told a different day that. But we know where it has to happen at. We know what the rate is. They've already come out and said they're going to do it at $41. Oil went up today because of what OPEC is agreeing to do and cut the distribution some more next month. So all those factors are going in the right direction for us to receive it. It's just what happens with everybody else or everything else that's connected to it. So let's just hope, you know, they let it go.
I hope every day, but thank you for answering my questions. You both have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. 330, area code, you all.
Hi, Brother Ray, Brother Tony, how you doing? Mr. Buckeye.
Oh, super fantastic. How you doing?
I am doing super fantastic-er. How's that?
Okay.
man, I'll tell you what, brother. I got kind of a different perspective of things. So, like, I'm still looking forward to this happening. Still excited, not discouraged. You mentioned they wanted to have this done by. Can you remember exactly about what time that was or what day that was you got that info or the latest time you got it?
Oh, man. I thought you were going to ask me what time they told me. I said, okay.
In the daylight.
actually, they were saying it last week. You know, our guys, and I get a lot of, yeah, I don't want to narrow them down. But anyway, upper north. So, but yeah, because, you know, they had to bus people in, and they're from out of the area, and put them up in hotels and do things, and those people want to be home. And they're complaining about it and not being able to go home for the weekends and everything. So they're basically telling them they will be done by Thanksgiving and they'll be able to spend Thanksgiving by home. I mean, at home. Well, that's the plan anyway. You know, so
sure.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. If you go back 10 days, we're right where we're at now. So, I mean, man, tomorrow could be that day.
I don't look for tomorrow, but it absolutely could because Tuesday is a good day. But and there's no reason for it not to be because it's the borrowing law has passed and everything else. So it could, in fact, be. If they're truly waiting for the borrowing law to become law, then it would have to be Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, right. Okay, so even with that in mind, I mean, you got a good time frame there. And then if you come back and look, too, like, okay, the information we're getting, everything that you've gotten, you're only going by what they're telling you. So, like, they're not going to, like, if somebody's in my house or lives in my house, they're going to know all the information. They're going to have their own view of it. But they're not going to know what is actually going on between me and what I'm thinking as far as running things. So we're not going to know all them pieces. All we can do is, like you said so many times, this is an opportunity, you know, look at it as an opportunity to increase while we can. It, you know, a delay is an opportunity to increase. So if you can do that, you still got opportunity to do that. We can look at it that way because, really, we know this is coming. It's everything's setting up for it. And it's almost inevitable to happen. I don't know if I should use that word. But to me, I mean, there's a lot to be looking forward to. And I know we've been told no, yes, no, yes, no. But, man, you can look back at it yourself. Everybody can look back and see all the things going on. And with that, I do have one question about this. With all the currencies that are involved in this, when this goes with Iraq, if you look back and look at all those kind of overview of them countries, is there anything that stands out to you that would be holding that back that's going on elsewhere that might affect this? Because if when this goes, the other currencies are to go also. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I don't see any other country doing anything. Remember on Friday, Iran said they were going to drop their four zeros on their currency on Sunday. But yep. Nothing came out today saying they did that. But they said they were going to do it because they expected Iraq to do something on Saturday that didn't happen. So again, they don't even know what's really going on. But when it does happen, they will do so. Do it also. So we know that too. So we're thinking, we don't know. Well, it's whole countries that don't know what the White House is doing or what the Treasury is doing. When everybody's setting dates and then they don't do for whatever reason. And I've said, you know, 12 years ago, guys, I really don't try to get in the government's business when everybody wanted us to try and force them to do it and petition and do all that. That's not our business. Our business is to take advantage of the opportunity at hand, and that's what we do. We can have a decision or an opinion about what's going on, but we can't force any decisions or have any demands on it. So, and we'll just live with it and wait till it comes our turn to reap our reward is all we can do. But I don't see Zimbabwe is not doing anything except for finding more mines in Zimbabwe, some different minerals. So they're trying to say they're going to be wealthier than they even thought they were. And I look at that and say, that's what the U.S. is planning on as far as its currency. I don't see Vietnam doing anything that's going to affect it, Indonesia, or even Iran, for that matter. So I think it will happen before anybody does anything other than the U.S. And I'm going to tell you guys, you might not like it, but it's true. I like the fact that the dollar is being devalued around the world. I like it because if it's being devalued, that means we're just going to get more dollars, okay? And then the rate is going to keep going up, which is great for our exchange because then when our economy comes back, some new decisions are made around the world, everybody feels good about the U.S. again, we'll have more dollars at a higher value. So I just look at the positive side of it. Give me all you want now. Because when that value returns, when people feel we're back at our position, look how much more we'll have. That's just the way I look at it.
I think that's an awesome way to look at it. Because if you look at it that way, that's what keeps you going. And also, you're looking at it's reality. I mean, so going forward, like, we don't know what's going on above us. The bankers don't know what's going on above them. Nobody really knows except for a small few. And they know the whole plan. Just like us in our household, we're the leaders, right? So all we can do is just, like, trust and just know what we know. We can see it, that it's coming. We just don't know when. So just while we're waiting, get more. Get more.
That's
get
it.
More. Put yourself in a better position and keep your faith. It is coming. It's coming. But don't get discouraged.
Sure.
Don't get discouraged. I love you guys,
right,
man. I love this call. I appreciate you. I'm going to move on. But I don't want you guys discouraged, man. And I appreciate you guys. And I don't like to take the time up to say all that time, but I do appreciate you guys. So keep doing what you're doing. And I know you guys believe. And I want everybody else out there to get believing, too. Because it's coming. Just do the best you can with what you got right now. That's all I got to say. Thank you, Brother Ray.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
310, Erica, you are on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm super fantastic, too.
Well, okay, then.
I spoke to you guys last week about my dinars, and I forgot to mention that when I gave my dinars away as gifts, what happened to me, I was on vacation in another city, of course, in Pennsylvania, and I had to have brain surgery, so I had people go in my apartment and move things out because I had to stay in Pennsylvania for 6 months. My doctor wouldn't allow me to relocate or to travel. So my dinar was either stolen or lost. I don't have any paperwork in that regard. So my question is, with the dinar that I already gave away, I don't remember how much I gave to what person, and do I still need to do a gift letter?
Okay. If you don't remember how much you gave to which person, how are you going to know what kind of gift letter to do?
Yeah, and I don't have the receipt on, you know, what company I bought it from. So if I still do a gift letter, I'm not able to. I'm kind of a little confused.
Okay, it's okay. If I were you, I mean, you didn't give away hundreds of millions, right? You can give away a million here.
Did you give away millions? But, you know, like.
Okay. I wouldn't even be concerned with it, you know. I don't think anybody's going to be asked for a receipt or gift letters or where they got it. It's cash, especially people. Mm-hmm. You gave them one note here, one note there, something like that. They're going to be able to actually probably go into the teller and do an exchange or go there. So I don't think you really have to worry about it. If somebody ever comes back to you saying that you did, you can do what I did. So I actually, I'm not going to say I did it. Maybe somebody did it. Let me put it that way. So went and got a bunch of gift letters signed and notarized with the name left blank so I could pass them out and fill in the name.
Okay.
The name and the amount. Just, you know. So anyway, I'm not recommending you do that. It has happened before. So, but I don't really think you have anything to worry about. Okay.
Okay.
So,
let me ask you a question. You did answer my question, but I have one more question to ask you, if I may. Now, when I get my 800 number, because I purchased some more dinar and some more currency, should I give the people that I gave the dinar to an 800 number or just tell them just go to the bank?
Oh, yeah, let them get it on their own. You already did enough for them. So, hey, that money's good. Go to the bank. They'll tell you what to do. Don't stress yourself.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so very much for your help.
All right. Now, I got to ask you a question, though. So
yes.
You had brain surgery?
I did. I had a tumor removed from my brain.
And how are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing much better. I'm here in Pennsylvania with my family, and I've recovered. I've been here for about 2.5 years, but I do want to travel back and live in California when everything happens for us in regards to the currency. But I'm doing much, much better.
Okay. And everybody else just have to hold on for a minute. I'm concerned and I'm curious. So my cousin had a stroke a year ago, or maybe it was 2 years ago, and he had to have brain surgery. But they cut open his skull, and they had to leave it open for like 6 months, I think. Did you have to go through that?
I did not. I did not. When I came out of, I didn't even know I was in surgery until I came out. And they sewed it up, and of course my hair was cut off, but they sewed it up and they didn't have to keep my brain open. But I had gone through some therapy because some of my thinking is not like it used to be, so I'm still trying to improve in that manner.
Let me tell you what, you sound just like Ray to me. So anyway. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I wish I had his degrees, but I don't.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. 605. Very cool. You're on.
My question's been answered. Thanks.
Hey. All right. Thank you.
313, you're on. 313.
One bread? That's right. Eat somewhere, eating some pinto beans. Okay.
All right, 501. Area code, you are on. Well, that takes us down to Danny, 972. We'll get you in.
Well, hey, fellas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, it's good. I got several phone calls, and the phone was quiet, and it sure was peaceful, and I remembered, hey, I got to get back on. So I didn't know if you'd call me or not, but here I am. All right.
Okay.
I caught most of what you said, and I'm tickled about that. I'm content to wait before Thanksgiving. I've told all my children that, Tony, and I attached your name to it, so they're expecting a lot. So come on through with it.
Just tell them, don't name their turkey Tony. We'll be all right.
Oh, my. Well, it'll be an interesting Thanksgiving one way or the other. I guess the only comment I would ask about, and again, I've got activity going all over the place. I probably won't get to bed tonight until way late, until tomorrow. Is there any continuing education on the Treasury rates? I heard Ray go over some numbers last Friday, it seems, but that's kind of where I've hung my hat on maximizing my effort. So just curious if there's anything distinguishable that we might be sensitive to on Treasury rates.
There is nothing that we can give out right now. But, like I said, as the announcement's being made, we get the 800 numbers, we are definitely going to get an update on all the rates and what's required
okay.
to get them. So we'll give it out at that time, okay?
All right. Well, I'm content with that. You guys have sailed this ship this far. I guess we'll work it on out to the end here. So, in the meantime, I got to go back to work, just like normal. Got to inform my kids about Tony's comments, and then here we go. So, I'm going to leave on a happy note. It's a good place
all right,
to be.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Ready.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're at the bottom half of the hour. That means it's time to wrap this one up.
Okay, so let me talk about something real quick first. So you guys think about it. And I'm going to see. I had on my TNT sweatshirt yesterday because I had TNT shirts and sweatshirts made. I don't know if I probably told you guys a couple years ago, TNT. So there used to be a site, and I can't remember. Either Pam had it or somebody else. A guy made a site with all of the TNT stuff on it, T-shirts, hats, coffee cups, key rings. Just right now, at the top of my head, I can't remember where it is. Maybe somebody else does. So I wanted to see if that was still out there, if anybody remembers where it was. So I was thinking, I want you guys to come to the event. I want to share things with you. I want us to have a good time, and I want to reward some people. I said I was going to have those shirts, hats, and cups and stuff at the event. And then my wife said, well, you don't need to sell that stuff. You just need to buy it and give it out. I mean, I said, well, I guess it wouldn't make a difference. I'm paying for stuff anyway. I could do that. I could buy it and then just pass it out to, like, the first 500 people or 1,000 people or something like that. Or I can buy it and then let people buy it who actually really want it instead of everybody just taking them and throwing them in the trash or washing their car with them or something. And then I could walk around and pick selective people who actually have on their TNT shirts or hat and hand out $100 bills. Or I could cut it down and hand out $1,000 surprises or something. But anyway, you guys get it. I'm trying to come up with something. So maybe you guys can help me figure it out just to make it better for us. And it's TNT. So our symbol that's on the website or our regular TNT that he had on all the cups and everything, which I really did like. Or I thought of an even better one. I said I could just have T-shirts made up with my picture on them and then see who buys them. Actually, we laughed about that. She said, you're being ego. I said, hey, Trump does it, so why can't I do it? Anyway, that was part of the conversation. But I really did want you guys opinions where you think would be something good and fun to do. And, you know, if you guys select the right thing, maybe Ray will help me pay for it. I don't know. I had to pay for it myself. And we'll do that. So it'll be something fun. I'm just trying to think of something we all can do and then remember it. And I still want to have the video crew there. So we'll be taking videos the whole time, different people doing interviews, that kind of thing. So at the end, we can either post it or give people videos to take home. So it'll still be a good day. Now, let's go back to what we're here for. Guys, everything's good. I mean, nothing has stopped. We're still just waiting for the go. There is nothing that anybody is saying right now that needs to happen for us to get paid. It just needs to happen. Everything's out there. The numbers are out there. The plan is out there for everybody, and they've all agreed upon it. People are waiting to bring their money in because they thought they would start doing this week. Iran announced they're going to revalue their currency, which they didn't do Sunday. Iraqi people didn't get paid Sunday. So are we waiting for Tuesday, Thursday? We will see. They did have calls this morning, conferences, bank meetings. I haven't been able to talk to not one single bank today, not one. And we called them all. Didn't get to talk to one. My guy in Iraq, which I have three of them, but one said nobody got paid. They're still waiting. But still everything is good. So I'm going to tell you guys, it cannot be any brighter. The closer we get to the end of the year, if you want to put it there, or the closer we get to Thanksgiving, because they said we'll be done by Thanksgiving, the more excited we should be in both cases, because we know it's about over one way or the other. So it's a good time to be involved with the dinner, the dawn, the zim, the rupiah, the afghani. All right. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, I get something out to the meeting, I will tweet it out. Ray, put it in the forum. But we'll do another call. That's what it takes. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day. Ray?
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. We'll see what happens between now and then. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Trust in him. Yeah. Hey, go.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Goodbye.